Commonwealth Games in 2022. South African singers, dancers, and drummers added a festive and musical atmosphere to this week's ceremony in London, where Durban officially submitted its bid to the Commonwealth Games Federation. The Canadian city of Edmonton withdrew its Commonwealth Games bid last month, leaving Durban as the only candidate. The 2022 Commonwealth Games host city is scheduled to be announced in about 6 months in early September. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Marco Uma, had a chance to talk with the leader of Durban's bid.
South Africa's 2022 Durban Commonwealth Games Bid Committee Chairman Mark Alexander says hosting the Games fits in well with the country's national development plan. Alexander reckons their bid was well received.
We presented our bid in the formal process in London on Monday. It was very well received. There were several ambassadors from the Commonwealth countries who really praised the bid we had. On Tuesday, we met with the CGF and we had a formal meeting with them. Again, the president came out quite strong in support and the quality of our bid. The CGF is working with our government, working with us, and to make sure that we can deliver the first African Commonwealth Games.
Although a lot was done during the World Cup, and there are more additions you'll have to do. For instance, there's no athletics track on the main Moses Mabhida Stadium.
Currently in the city's plans, and I think it's planned for 2016, is to install a track. So the track would have been installed regardless of whether we host the games or not. It's part of their long-term planning. As far as the village is concerned, the village in Kenobia is going to happen regardless of the games or not. That is part of the human settlements gap housing plan. That's going to take place regardless.
Are you saying that all aspects which were required for the games are already in the development plans of the city, regardless of whether or not South Africa hosts those games?
That's the difference between our games and what the Canada's budding. We looked at these games and said, how could we plug into our national development plan? As far as the stadiums are concerned, those upgrades were planned anyway. What we will have to do is spruce up some of the stadiums. And there's only one temporary facility we're putting up is for shooting. All the other facilities are there, it's running, and people are using it currently. This time around, we want to make sure that the youth of this country benefits from the bid.
That was Mark Alexander, the 2022 Durban Commonwealth Games Bid Committee Chairman, speaking in Johannesburg, South Africa. In athletics, South Africa's Shanghai Marathon champion, Stephen Mokoka, won the South Africa 10-kilometer championships in 29 minutes and 38 seconds in the capital, Tswane, on Saturday. He then traveled 700 kilometers by road and won the 10 kilometers at the Durban City Marathon in a world-class time of 28 minutes and 33 seconds on Sunday. Mokoka says it's all part of training for the World Cross Country Championships in China later this month.
The most important thing was my fitness level. I think it's on track for the next 3 weeks. I think if I can focus more on my speed, because I was doing too much of my mileage, so now I'm going to focus on speed. That's why my coach brought us here on the tar track, so that we can do the sharpening part for the World Cross Country.
World Cross Country has been dominated by the East Africans, but last time you did break into that top 20. What is your thinking in terms of going towards the World Cross Country Championships?
Competing with East Africans in normal races, I mean, if you can find them in a league of cross country or on a road race or on a track meeting, it's always easy to break them. But when you go to championships, those guys, they go to camps, and then when you are in a camping with strong guys, you can't motivate it. And then normally when you find them at the championships, they are very strong. I mean, you can beat a guy today, and then, but when you get to championship, he's strong. But I mean, that's what we are looking forward to. I mean, the most important thing is the teamwork. I'm very excited this time because all the guys that are going, I mean, most of the guys that are running 12 kilometers are my training partners. So if we can be able to work together here, training, push each other, maybe if our fitness level is more or less the same, I mean, when we get there, if we can cheer each other and then fight, I mean, represent the country well, we can be able to, I mean, fight them. But the main important goal for myself is that, I mean, the last time I went to World Cross Country, I finished 15th. She's the fastest ever run by a South African. And then I'm very excited now because the very same guy who ran or who was 15th at some point at cross country will be there at the World Championship. So, I mean, if he was not old, I would say it's a battle between me and him to see who can break that. But I'll be happy if I break that in his presence.
That was Stephen Mokoka, South Africa's Shanghai Marathon champion. I'm Mark Oma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. Tami, tami, this time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Hola.
Cause this is Africa. Tamina mina, waka waka, Tamina mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
VOA's Tef Tef and Downtown Brown join us now with their English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown.
And I'm Tef Tef.
So the question of the week, we flipped the script, and we wanted you guys to ask us a question. So let's start off with Sonny. Sonny asked me, who is my favorite EPL team? I'm not going to lie, I'm a gunner, gunner till I die. Tef, who's your favorite team?
I mean, it is no question. It's Manchester, the best team in the world, Manchester United.
Oh, my goodness. So we're going to have a huge
win of the league.
We're third place right now. They're 1 point behind us. Let's have some fun. Magnus asked me what four teams are going to finish top of the table this year. And I have Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal. And then it's a debate between Liverpool and Man U. Depending on how Man U is playing recently, I'm going to say Liverpool right now.
That's a tough one. I'm going to put my bias in that. I agree with your first two, but
I bet you do.
No, I mean, but just because I think, you know, Liverpool is actually a threat, not just to Manchester United, but Arsenal could also be a target. So I think there's going to be a lot of rotation between, three and four and five. So I'm going to say Chelsea, Man City, Liverpool, and Manchester United.
So Stanley Anyakor asked me, how many trophies has Arsenal won and how many trophies has Chelsea won? So Arsenal has a total of 23 trophies. So for Chelsea, 21 trophies, four of them are league titles, seven are FA Cups, and one Champions League title. And I know there's a huge difference, but in my heart, I still think Arsenal is better than Chelsea.
I mean, yeah, Chelsea's a very recent team, so their success started, they were always a like team, but their success to me started after 2000. So it's a huge accomplishment to do all that in the past 15 years.
Jose Annie asked me who's a better striker, Costa or Aguero? And right now it's hands down definitely Costa. 17 goals so far. Yeah, I got to go with Costa.
So Joshua Zenit had another question. He said, do you think Frank Lampard let Chelsea down by signing from Man City? I mean, I honestly don't think so because first of all, you know, in a world where there are so many big clubs that switch players around as much as they want, he was a loyal player. They could have given him a contract that was more than a year. The only reason why he had to go to New York was because Chelsea did not offer him a contract that was more than a year. And for somebody who's been there for that long, you would think, okay, you know, they would at least let him play a couple more years regardless of how amazing he is. But so you can't get angry at a person who ends up playing for City because City actually played the system very well. They brought him to New York and then they brought him back on loan. So, you know, it's a lot of times soccer is business and business oriented. And so this is exactly what it comes to. So we can't really blame an individual when the clubs do it all the time.
I was about to say, at the end of the day, business is business. They're going to want to do whatever they can to get a win.
And so the other question that we got is by Amos Okeme Monday. It's a tough one. He said, who is the best box-to-box midfielder in the EPL? I had a very hard time picking this out, and I still think in my head I'm undecided. My short list had Fabregas, Silva, Toure, and Sanchez in it. If you asked me this question last season, I would have said Toure hands down. Not because of that year, but just in general, he's a very dominant midfielder. He's helped City win a couple titles in a very short time. This year, to me, it's Sanchez playing as a midfielder / striker has been very effective with goals. Fabregas still has the leading number of assists, and Silva is just, to me, amazing. He just scored recently. He held it down when Aguero and Touré and, you know, Boni with a new signing were not there. So my last decision overall for the past 3-4 years, I'll go with Touré. Yaya Touré.
So moving on to Goodwin Phillipson asks us, Sonny. Yeah, he asked Sonny a question. Who do you see winning the trophy this year? And Sonny told us to tell you he has Chelsea. And then you also asked another question. Who's his favorite team? And right now it's DC United.
Local team.
Local, very local.
So Ondoma Emmanuel says, I belong to Arsenal FC. Which EPL club has the largest fan base globally? So I had to do some research. I knew it was Manchester United. You know, in the past I've seen some numbers. But United claims to have 659 million fans around the world, which is almost twice the size of America.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, it's insane. And but at the same time, again, these numbers are not, you know, tested and proven. Because Liverpool themselves just this year claimed that they have 580 million fans.
So Romeo asked us, how much money is given to EPL winners? And I looked it up last year. Since Man City won, they made $96.5 million. And Liverpool, since they came in second, won even more. They beat them by a million. So they came out with $97.5 million.
So the last question that we received was by Dwayne Nana Kwabena Amisa. I hope I said that right. He says, what could be missing in the EPL? The teams participating in the Champions League don't live up to expectations of late, a major concern. I had this debate with my friends a lot. I think it's because of the EPL's challenging nature. When you go to the dominant teams recently, it's Barcelona and German teams like Bayern Munich, even some Italy teams. It's because there's no competition at home. You know, they can afford to, and I'm not saying it's not, you know, no competition period, because, you know, you always have Real Madrid or Atletico, and then you have six teams, period, who are, exactly, could finish top four easily.
Rather than PSG, they just have to focus on one or two,
exactly,
teams.
Lyon or
UEFA Champions League.
Exactly.
And then that's the only
thing. And that's the only focus they have. So they can, you know, concentrate more on Europe.
All Arsenal fans, all Manchester United fans, March 9th. Check your local listings for the time. FA Cup match. It's basically
at Old Trafford.
It's basically Downtown Brown versus Tef Tef. We're going to try to get as much detail as we possibly can once the match is over and once the match begins on Sunnyside of Sports.
One fact about that game, by the way, Arsenal and Manchester United both have 11 FA Cups. So they're going to fight it out for who goes on to get a chance for a 12th one.
I'm VOA's Downtown Brown.
And I'm Tef Tef.
Hey, have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend too, fellas. Getting back to Durban and its 2022 Commonwealth Games bid, the Indian Ocean City already has hosted matches at several big sports events, including the 1995 Rugby World Cup, the 2003 Cricket World Cup, and most recently, the 2010 FIFA Football World Cup. Now Durban is vying to be the first African city to stage the Commonwealth Games. I'm